that's what I've been through. And it's definitely cancer. It affects about 52,000 men a year, prostate cancer, 12,000 of whom can die from it. So, you know, it's quite, when you say it's quite a common cancer, it is quite a significant cancer that can kill you.
Joining me today to talk about his recent experiences of prostate cancer is my brother David. You were 63 when you were diagnosed with prostate cancer, but I want to ask you first about the build-up to that. Were you fit and healthy?
I didn't have any symptoms at all, or not that I was aware of, anyway. Looking back, my urine probably had slowed down a bit. I was getting up once in the night, which, you know, most men find pretty normal. You know, I just thought, there's nothing wrong with me, but I'll get it checked. The test is literally just a little prick. That's all it is. Jab in the arm. If you get regular blood tests anyway, then you know what that's like. They just take a little bit. If you don't, then, you know, if you think of it as your COVID jab or your flu jab, then, you know, that's all it is. The crook of your elbow a little bit. All done. 2 minutes, go home. Okay. But it's so important. So my result came back at 6.0, the first one, which is high, because anything above about 4 when you're over 60 is a figure that they kind of look at and they go, yes, it might be a problem, sir. Okay, so then 3 weeks later, you go back and you have another PSA test so they can, confirm it might be a little bit high. And I think the second time it was 5.4, which was a little bit lower, but still high. Okay, so there was concern. The next day, you know, they're not just going to say, right, you've got prostate cancer. They're going to take further checks. So you go away for they refer you for an MRI scan. Okay, which if you've never had one of those, it's like lying on a bed and getting drawn into a great big washing machine. That's what it looks like. You can see pictures of it. And that will tell the medics that, yes, there's something there that definitely needs looking at. It takes a 3D image of around the pelvic area, and they can see, you know, they're pretty good at knowing what they're looking for. So I have that, and then after that, they said, yes, there's definitely something there. So the next stage was a biopsy. Okay, it's probably, a biopsy is probably best described. To me, it's like, you feel like a sort of old Ford Escort up on a ramp, and there's an engineer underneath who's pushing and prodding your manifold a bit. That's not painful. Some people think that's painful, but it's not. You get a local anesthetic. It's uncomfortable, but, you know, they take samples from your prostate, send it away for testing, and then they can definitely say, yes, it's cancer, or no, it isn't. What happens then is you get a round of consultations on what to do. And they take scores from the biopsy. Personally, I was just on the cusp of being risky, which means that I've got to do something about it. If they don't think it's risky, you can actually live with it, and they'll monitor it. You know, they'll have regular PSA tests, regular biopsies, and you don't have to do anything about it, and it'll sit there and be quite happy. If it's risky, then that's when it can break out of the prostate, because the cancer is normally contained within it. If it gets risky, it can start to break out of the prostate, and that's when you're in real trouble, because that's when it starts to spread around the body and can attack other organs.
GPs advise patients to have a PSA test every 2 to 3 years when they're aged over 50, younger if there is a positive family history. In low-grade prostate cancer with few symptoms and no evidence of spread, it is often treated by what is known as watchful waiting. In other words, the patient will not have any treatment and just have a regular PSA blood test and assessment with a specialist. The situation can often go for many years before any intervention is required. Prostate cancer is common, often existing without any symptoms. The earlier it's diagnosed, the better, so it is important to be aware of the symptoms. Men are generally very bad at going to the GPs, especially to discuss embarrassing symptoms. Men should man up and be prepared to go through the embarrassment of discussing these matters and potentially save their lives.
If that test is so important, that PSA test. The PSA test is not routinely offered, and there's reasons for that. I think the main reason being that it's not 100% reliable, okay, and it can start to ring alarm bells and people get really worried when actually there's nothing wrong. But because they then take you back for another one, and then you get an MRI scan, and then you get biopsy, they're pretty thorough with confirming whether it is cancerous. And it's just that little prick. 1 in 8 men are diagnosed with prostate cancer. I think it's in the UK, I think it's 1 in 4 for black African men. So that's the difference. So just do it. Go for that little prick.